Welcome, this is Anthony Haynes. I'm Creative Director of Frontiners Limited. Welcome to the Grey Lit Cafe podcast, brought to you by Frontiners Limited. Frontiners is a communications consultancy focused on engineering, infrastructure, sustainability and research. This episode examines grey literature in relation to the notion of homo ludens. Homo ludens was a notion formulated by a Dutch philologist and historian called Johan Huizinga in a book called Homo Ludens. His conception was the idea of human beings as players of games and sports and so on, an animal that plays. And in his book, Homo Ludens, he wasn't interested in studying play in culture. So you won't find, you know, accounts of chess playing or bridge playing or something of that kind. What he was interested in was the notion of culture as game playing. He was interested in the way that culture is often structured in the form of play or in the form of a game. He doesn't mean by that that culture as a whole consists of nothing other than game playing. He doesn't subscribe to the view that literally all the world's a stage. But what he does argue is that significant parts of our culture take on the structure of play or gaming. And when you think about it, that's pretty obvious. Let's take an example of negotiation, for example. If you're going to buy a house and it's on the market for, let's say, £300,000, you might offer £275,000, not because you realistically think you're going to end up paying that, but because you think, well, the other side might come down from 300 and they come down to 290 and you go up to 280 and so on, and then you try and find the middle point and you're playing a game. The same with courtship. Someone might ask you out on a certain evening and you say you can't make it, not because you really can't make it, but because you've decided to play hard to get as part of the courtship game. So significant parts of our culture are structured in this way. So let's think about how that applies to the notion of grey literature. How can we use the notion of homo ludens as a way of getting some perspective on grey literature? It seems to me that many aspects of the phenomenon of grey literature and of the processes around grey literature also take on the form of playing or take on the structure of games. One example might be peer review, for instance, where the purpose of peer review is to improve the quality of the paper or whatever it is that you've written. But there's also an element of game playing. When you receive peer review and you're asked to respond to it, you are actually entering into a game where you need to work out ways of keeping your stakeholders, the editor and the peer reviewers, happy. The example I'd like to focus on is in the area of proposals, and for the purpose of this episode I'll particularly focus on one type of proposal, which is when you write a grant proposal for funding for research. I do quite a lot of work on proposals, helping people frame their and write their proposals, and often my first involvement with a proposal is when there's already some sort of draft written. And I frequently notice a problem when I read draft bids or proposals, which is I read them and think, this is not going to be successful. And the reason I think the proposal's not going to be successful is that the authors have failed to realise that they are entering into a game. Very often authors think all they have to do in a proposal is present it in its best light and show that their idea is a good one. And if they can show their idea is a good one, they will get funding. But in fact, there is typically a game-playing element. So a sponsoring body that makes money available and calls for proposals will define the purpose. What's the purpose of the funding and of the scheme? And they will typically set up a number of criteria or expectations of what a successful bid will need to meet. And as soon as they do that, they are actually inviting people to join them in a game. And so the problem is that I come across authors, and I stress this is not infrequent, who don't realise they're entering a game. So they're like someone, I don't know what the best analogy would be, but someone stumbling around a football pitch without realising that they're playing a game of football. And therefore, although they will try to present their bid in the best possible light, they might give insufficient attention to the rules. In other words, showing that they know what the criteria are and showing that their proposals meet the criteria. So in order to maximize your chance of succeeding with a grant proposal, one has to do two things, I think. Certainly discern what the rules are, and that means looking very carefully at how the sponsoring body has structured things, but also ideally showing in the way you couch the bid that you are indeed playing by the rules. I've given one example in some depth, but I find that my engagement with clients in the area of grey literature frequently, I think I would even say more often than not, involves showing clients what the game is and indicating to them, or simply reminding them, what the rules of the game are, and then helping them to ensure that they're adhering to the rules, because if you don't adhere to the rules, you've defiled the game and you're ruled out of court. So I find that the notion of homo ludens, although I don't recall reading about it in relation to grey literature, I find in terms of the production and creation of grey literature is absolutely central. Thank you everyone for listening. Grey Lit Cafe is edited by Dr. Bart Hallmark and produced by Frontinus Limited. Frontinus specialises in grey literature forms such as proposals, publications, papers and reports. The music is from Handel's Water Music, courtesy of the United States Marine Band and Marine Chamber Orchestra.